on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, hello everyone, hello everywhere. It's just after 2 hours UTC. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station, the final edition for this weekend for listeners around the world, this time specifically being targeted to listeners in North America. And we've done three this weekend. The first one went without a hitch. The second one, however, well, that was a different story. It was very problematic. There were some very odd things that happened with that one, which is the reason why I will not be uploading that show on the website. It was just too strange. There were some gremlins floating around somewhere. So, hopefully this one will be working out a lot better. First question that I want to answer is from John Connors, who asked me, not too long ago, he was listening to the program for Europe. He said, why is it you only have plastic spoons? Well, I don't just have plastic spoons. I actually have real metal spoons for my coffee, like this one here. You see, this one is made of metal. Yes, yes, yes. Not the plastic ones. Why do I use the plastic ones? No idea. I just take whatever is, you know, whatever is there and start using it. So to make you happy today, I have taken with me a metal spoon. John, thank you very much, and I will send you the spoon for cleaning later. Okay, check us out online, by the way, at www.pcjmedia.com. The program that we did at 8 hours UTC has already been uploaded. The one that you're listening to right now will be uploaded 30 minutes after we finish. As you know, we're testing out a stream, we're testing different bit rates and everything else, which is the reason why I think we had some problems during the second one that we did to Europe. People were saying the signal was there, it was very strong and booming, and then all of a sudden it got weak and flimsy, and then it got strong and booming, and then it got weak and flimsy again. So, instead of running at the rate that we were running at, we've lowered it slightly and changed something else. So hopefully now there is no problem. Okay, time for music. I thought that we would kick off with something in a Latin mode. The singer's name is Jerry Rivera. He is from Puerto Rico. And he's a very, very, very talented singer. He's been actually singing for many, many years. The song we'll take a listen to is called Amor de Novela. Aquí on La Estación Jalipi Station. Yes, that's total gobbledygook, but I like gobbledygook every now and again. Amor de Novela, Jerry Rivera on the International Happy Station.
Capítulos. Esto es amor de novela.
Jerry Rivera from Puerto Rico with Amor de Novela here on the International Happy Station Show, this time for listeners in North America, being streamed through our website, www.pcjmedia.com. I want to say hello to a couple of people. The first is Donovan A. Ward Brindley, and I believe you are in South Africa, in Cape Town. So, hello to you. Also, hello to Steve Coppy and Tina Vazocht. Tina Vazocht. Yes, I hope I'm pronouncing the family name correctly. So, hello to all of you. You actually just recently joined the Happy Station Facebook page. And at the moment, I'm able to talk to you as we are doing the show. It's a beautiful morning here in Taipei. The sun is very, very hot, and the sky is very, very blue. But if I go by the trend of what's been happening over the past couple of weeks, this blue sky will turn gray sometime within the next maybe 6 hours, and it will be raining. But hopefully that won't happen. Also, I want to say hello right now to listeners who are tuning in via KDX in Belleville, Illinois. And the second program that we did today, which had some technical problems, was also relayed on KDX. So hopefully this one is coming through a lot better as we made some changes between the last one and now for certain things. All right, what we are going to do, we'll have another piece of music, and then in a few moments, we will be joined by somebody online, a guest actually that we had previously on the show. Hopefully, things work out better now than they did earlier, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But first, let's take a listen to the Anita Kerr Singers and A Swinging Safari here on the International Happy Station.
We're on a safari, a swinging safari, a cool caravan out to find a new sound. But if we don't find it, we're not gonna mind it, we'll dance with the beat that's around. We're on a safari, a swinging safari, we're hitting the road, making all of the scenes. We picked up a weirdo, a guy with a beard, who we heard play a neat tambourine.
A Swinging Safari, Anita Kerr Singers. The song was originally by Bert Klemfert, who wrote that many, many years ago. I have to say, I actually prefer her version of the song than the original one by Bert Klemford. Now, some of you are wondering right now that, you know, you went to the website and you saw another show for this week at pcjmedia.com. And why is that? Well, that is a show that is sent to our various partner stations. It's a very, very interesting one, and I would suggest you listen to it. My guest actually on that show is Menno Gohart. He wrote a book called The Real Taiwan and the Dutch. And it's an absolutely fascinating story and history about the 17th century here in Taiwan, when the Netherlands were here for a number of years, and their relationship with the Aboriginal people. It's an absolutely, absolutely fantastic book. Now, speaking of fantastic books, a while ago, well, actually a few months ago on the show, actually more than that, yes, a while ago on the show, during one of our Tribute to Radio specials, and by the way, we have another one coming up, and we actually have a North Korean on that show. Yes, a real North Korean. I know it sounds like we're, you know, Disneyland. Yes, Mickey Mouse is here. No, we actually have a North Korean on the show. It's going to be a really fantastic one. But a while ago on the show, we actually had somebody who wrote books. Yes, he wrote 3 books about shortwave radio. Very detailed and an absolutely fantastic read. He's on the phone with us now. His name is Thomas J. Passenger. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith.
How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
You know, the books that you wrote, I still have to rave about them because they're so fascinating. They're still fascinating. And I've read each of them at least 2 or 3 times already. And, you know, I wanted to ask you because recently somebody... actually, not somebody, Jonathan Marks, who did Media Network, right? He sent me a picture of an announcer by the name of Steve Palmer, who worked at PCJ. Had you heard of this name?
No.
Yeah, it was very, very odd. Tom, by the way, is in Vernon, New Jersey, and you sent me an email to call you up during the show. The last time we spoke, you said that you were going to be working on a new book. Have you started that already?
No, sir.
No. Is it because of all the work that you did on the past 3, or are you just doing some waiting?
Just taking a little time off. That's all.
Uh huh. You know, it's an interesting subject because when you focus on international broadcasting, there's so many things in there that even, let's say, the real, you know, hardcore shortwave fans would probably, you know, not have known. There's a lot of inside stories and everything. You know, when you look at the books, are you totally satisfied with them, or do you wish that you had done something different?
No, I think I'd like to continue, sure.
Mm-hmm. Where would the next journey be? Because you covered the early years, then there was the second one, and then the third one. What would be what is your idea then for the fourth book in the series?
I would be tending to think more about the ending years of and going into the new technologies, I would think, yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, that shortwave is going, but actually that's really only half true, or even less than that, because there's still this, and this is something I've said many times before, and you know this as well, there's many areas of the world where shortwave is still very important and very, very viable.
I do agree, Keith.
You know? So yes, go ahead.
I'm listening. You know what is? I'm listening to the stream, and there's the delay, Keith.
Ah, that would be it. I was about to say, you know, when you listen to call-in shows, sometimes the host will say, "Caller, please turn down your radio."
That's I just did. That is something that we have.
You know, it was funny when we did the first one. I had I don't remember who it was, but there was somebody on the show, and they had their radio sitting right next to them. They could hear me on the phone and listen to the radio. And what they were doing, which was really funny, is they were speaking really slow and then listening to their voice on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little confused, and I said, "Well, caller, what are you doing?" And they said, "Well, I'm trying to hear my voice on the radio." And I went, "Yes, that's okay, but you can't talk at the same time."
I understand that's true. You know, there's many stations have a seven second delay or something. Is that about what it is?
We have 9 seconds running right now. 9 seconds.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
So yourself, I mean, you're still an avid shortwave listener, right?
Most definitely, Keith.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to let you in on a secret, and of course everybody else listening. But as you know, a while ago I had stopped Happy Station on shortwave. It is going to be coming back. It is going to be coming back on shortwave. There's one listener who was very proactive in getting people to write in to continue with the show on shortwave, and I'll be making the official announcement about that in the upcoming weeks. But I decided to use a stronger power than what we had been using, because I don't know in your area, WRMI, how is reception there, or does it really depend?
It's probably better in midday here. The evening, I guess they're beaming south, and that's probably the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't pick up the tail end of the, you know, in north, further north, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, because even when Jeff told me, like, on when the show is airing or when they air with their North American antenna, there seems to be a very narrow gateway to North America. He says the West Coast, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
The really Northeast, forget about it. He said the signal just sort of goes from the Southeast towards the central part of the United States.
That's interesting. You know, it's probably just something that happens with the weather. Just the atmospheric conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
Those things change rapidly, and there was a poor period in some of the atmospheric conditions in many parts of the world.
Yeah, I know.
Here,
I mean,
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, even here, I mean, there were stations that I would listen to very clearly. For example, like the Voice of America comes in very clear in the morning hours here in Taiwan. And they're broadcasting from Guam. And when I, a number of weeks ago, when I would tune into this signal, which was booming, I mean, literally booming, it was almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then all of a sudden it just sort of came back. But there's been, lately, actually, I've noticed that reception has been quite good. I don't know about in North America, but here in Asia, I've been able to listen to stations that normally I have a difficult time pulling in.
It's been better during the summer here, too. It's been getting better. You know, so this is the time of year we can sit outside and listen to the shortwave outdoors, and it's a nice thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Take the radio with us, right?
Right, exactly. What kind of radio do you have? I don't think we talked about that the last time.
Well, I right now I have a Grundig. You know, it's shortwave radio, and it's great. It's nice to take with you, and it's a portable, and it's a great little radio.
You know, it's kind of ironic that, you know, you think today at how many stations are cutting back on shortwave, but yet there are more shortwave radios on the market than there ever were, and they're more affordable than they ever were.
I see a lot of them. Yes.
You know, it's odd. It's like stations were cutting back, but yet there's so many radios out there. In fact, I don't know if you heard the recent news, but Sanjen, that makes the very popular ATS 909, they're coming out with a new version of the 909.
Uh-huh.
It's called the ATS 909X, and it is completely redesigned. And
isn't
certain
that bad?
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's coming out when I was checking out the website for for Sanjen and talking to them, they said it's planned to come out in the fall. And it is such a unique looking radio. And one of the faults, I mean, I have a Sanjen 909. One of the faults that I have with it is the upper and lower sideband, the sensitivity for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that that is actually something that is not going to happen with the new version, you know.
That's great.
You know,
it's great to hear these new pieces of equipment and old hobbies being continued. It's important, too, because I've assured we've listened for so many years. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, on the
the old things go, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said you hate to see old technologies go, too.
Well, you know, sometimes there's...
Everything has a value.
Everything has a value. And you know what? There's something... Sometimes there's things that you can say about old technology that doesn't have with new technology. As many of our listeners in the U.S. or in Canada would know, especially in the U.S., there's been a big switchover from analog television to digital television.
Right.
And one of the things that I have been reading about on many, many websites and many, many blogs is that when the switchover happened, there's areas, many areas in the United States and even in parts of Canada, when the switchover was made, that people couldn't get a digital signal anymore. Because the disadvantage with a digital signal, even though it sounds much better than an analog signal, it's almost like a cell phone. If you don't have the signal, in a good way, you get nothing at all. Whereas analog, even if the signal is weak, it still goes through, you know.
It's either feast or famine with that. It's either good, great, or not at all.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, sure. Because I noticed some of the local stations have gone to digital, and the signals is not nearly as strong, the AM stations. So yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we had, a while ago, we did a show on Radio New Zealand International, and Adrian Sainsbury, who's their technical director, because... Radio New Zealand International is using DRM, Digital Radio Mondiale, a lot. And they're not using it for the regular listener, but they're using it to send their signal to other stations in the Pacific to relay programming from Radio New Zealand. But he says the problem with it, he says, if propagation is bad, he said, the DRM signal just stops and you can't pick up anything but the traditional analog signal still goes through. So he said for their relays to the to stations in the South Pacific, they're using DRM as the main platform, but then they have two backups. The first backup being satellite, but satellite is very expensive. And then the third backup they have is ISDN line. But he says when you get to some of the countries and the islands in the South Pacific, the ISDN lines and internet is like, you could say, like a lucky draw.
Isn't that's something? Sure.
But in the U.S. right now with conventional radio, I mean, in the U.K., there was a plan to switch everything over to digital, but that plan now has been scrapped by the government. Just to do a more studies into the feasibility of it. What about in the U.S.? I mean, like, for example, in your area, are there any FM stations or AM stations that had made the switch to digital?
Yes, there are some that have gone digital. Not many, but a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice the signals are not, you know, when you get a distance from the transmitter, it's not as strong.
And what has been and in the U.S. I mean, how are people reacting to this switch? Are some stations getting a lot of negativity from listeners?
I haven't heard anything negative. No. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard anything negative.
You know, here in Taiwan, when they made the digital switch, it was rather amusing. Around 2000. The government adopted the DAB platform, which is being used in the United Kingdom. And they spent a lot of money upgrading transmitter sites. And for about a year, they said, okay, look, for a year, all AM and FM stations will use both the analog and then DAB at the same time, and then we'll start phasing out analog. Well, it didn't exactly work that way. Of the 10 stations that were using DAB 10 years ago, only one is now still using DAB.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because people were saying, well, you know, you want me to go buy a new receiver. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the one that I have.
Well, that's what it comes down to sometimes, you know. The TV, they changed, but yeah, the radio hasn't happened as rapidly.
Mm-hmm. And with the television, did they have incentive programs for people to either upgrade and buy digital boxes to convert the signal for their analog TV or to buy new equipment? Was that done?
Yes. You had to buy it for. We have satellite TVs. It's no need for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the TVs have the capability of using the digital signal comes through the satellite box, so that's not an issue.
Ah, okay.
But where people only had the other type of let's say they had the analog, they had to get a box for it.
Right.
So that's pretty much how that worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be interesting to see how it really plays out over the next few years, because I don't think this big push that many countries and governments of countries and broadcasters, you know, want to make this big switch to digital. I think it's too early to tell what the outcome will be. I think with television, yes, but I think with radio, it's too early to tell. I really think it's too early.
It looks like it's going to be slower, Keith. That looks like it's going to be slower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. At least I think here, so.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a big push.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the problem with it is that there's so many different formats for digital. Nobody, you know, not one place or one country can just agree on one system.
That's true, too. That's very true.
You know, it's a little bit of a pain when you see, okay, the Europeans have one system, the British have a different one, the Japanese have their own, then North America, they have a separate one. I mean, I sometimes would like to sit these people down and say, listen, guys, just come up with one.
That's true. One that we could all agree to, right, Keith?
Yeah, just one across the board. But, you know, it's the same thing like with the DVD format, you know? And how that's going? I mean, it's almost like nobody can agree. Everybody's agreeing to disagree, and then because of that, it's so disorganized and takes forever to get anything done.
that's true. We had my daughter years ago. We had an exchange student, and you know when they came from Ireland, and the issue was that they were used to their VCRs, and they had a VCR tape with them at that time, and we had tapes, and they couldn't use their tapes here because of the simple fact that it was in a different format.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's true over many things.
And it's, you know, people think that it's only, let's say, say radio or television. It's not just that, even mobile phones. You know, I have a mobile phone here in Taiwan. My mobile phone I can use in almost every country in the world, except I cannot use it in North America.
Uh-huh.
And I would say to the mobile company, I said, yeah, but I have roaming. They said, yes, but you can't use it in North America. I said, why not? They said, well, your phone is not compatible with the North American system.
I wasn't aware of that. That's interesting, Keith.
You know, and you know, I've had some friends that have gone to Japan, and in Japan they're using G4 technology. It's one of the few G4 mobile phone networks in the world. And I have a lot of friends. They'll go to Japan because mobile phones are so cheap. They'll buy a mobile phone, get back to Europe, and all they have is a nice display piece because they can't use it.
Isn't that? Yeah, that is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and the money that they just spent, I go, well.
You say, oh, well, right.
Exactly. I mean, what else can you say?
That's true. It's so great talking to you, Keith.
Well, Thomas, thanks a lot for joining us on the show. If somebody wants to learn more about the books, if they haven't heard about it already, where can they go?
Oh,
hello, Thomas?
I'm losing your connection, Keith.
Okay, I'll ask you again. If somebody wants to learn more about the books on the shortwaves, where can they go? Is there a website?
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Somehow I lost something, Keith.
All right, Thomas. Well, it seems that there's a problem with the communication. I'll give out the website in a little bit. Thomas, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. I hear getting you in bits and pieces.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go now.
Thank you.
That was Thomas J. Passenger. He is the author of three books about shortwave broadcasting. We'll get you that link before we finish today's program. All right, now time for more music. And as you know, we're talking about digital technology. And as you can see, there are occasional problems while using, you know, new technology. And the internet in many ways is still very new. It had the delay going. So I thought because we had a little bit of silence, we would take a listen to a song about silence, and more particular, the sound of it. Here's Simon and Garfunkel with The Sound of Silence on the International Happy Station.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone. The halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell.
Simon and Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence here on the International Happy Station. Before we took a listen to that, I was speaking with Thomas J. Passenger, who wrote those books called On the Shortwaves. Well, actually, that is the website. All you need to do is go to www.ontheshortwaves.com. That's www.ontheshortwaves.com. And you can find out the information about all the three books. Now, a question actually that just came to us from Richard in Northern Ontario. He said, you know, I was checking out the PCJ Media website. I saw the program that you did for Asia, but I did not see the one for Europe. Is there a reason for that? Well, I will explain again. We had, how would I put it, diplomatically, a number of gremlins existing in the system at the time. I don't know. It was very, very strange. But hopefully now things are working out a little bit better. Again, the software that we're using, we're still sort of testing out and doing some adjustments to it. So when we do have the launch of our own stream from PCJ, we will have everything fixed up. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes a little time. Now, this weekend, we've been doing some test transmissions. We haven't officially launched our own stream yet, but we will be doing so very, very soon. You just have to go to pcjmedia.com to find out the developments. I should mention to you right now, if you do send us an email of this program that you're listening to right now, you will be entered into a lucky draw to win a Wi-Fi radio that we will have in the fall time. So do go and send us an email. The email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And you can also, if you want, take part in a survey that we have at the website right now. You have like a series of questions to answer. You can leave some comments. And then the last question is to leave your contact and contact information so we can get in touch with you when we have a winner. The current time, by the way, is 2:41 UTC. Now, I want to actually go to some of the comments actually that people have left for the opportunity to win that Wi-Fi radio. And, you know, you can leave positive comments or you can leave negative comments. And I thought, you know, let's do the negative comments first. Now, I'm not going to mention who they're from because I can't tell right now who they're from. But it doesn't matter anyway who they're from. We have one here that said, the show is great. Keep up the good work. But he wrote that in the negative part, which is very odd. Another one here says, too much talking sometime. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. And the reason I say that is because this person said I talk too much. Another person before that said you don't talk enough. So let's see if we can draw a line on that one. Another one here that said the show is too short. Please expand it from 55 to 80 minutes. Some of you might say 80 minutes sounds like an odd number. Well, it's actually not so odd because the original format of the show was 80 minutes until 1977. But who knows? We may do an 80-minute program on shortwave very, very soon. That's the only thing I can tell you with that one. Another one here is somebody asked about the bitrate for the podcast versions. He says the audio quality... It's about the audio quality, of course. I think you can keep it at a higher bitrate version besides the slow speed quality. I like listening to Jonathan Mark's audio blog, which provides crystal clear audio at 256 kilobytes per second in MP3 audio. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We do run some, or actually quite most of the podcast in a lower bitrate. Now, there is a reason for that, which I need to explain. Which is very simple. Not everybody has very, very high-speed internet. So we try to make it as accessible as possible. Speaking of Jonathan Marks, by the way, starting in September, we're going to be carrying Media Network Classics. Yes, you remember the, you know, the old Media Network program that was on Radio Netherlands for more than 20 years. I was talking with Jonathan recently, and he's agreed to let us carry some of the most memorable programs. So that is actually coming up in the month of September. Media Network Classics on PCJ Radio. Okay, we heard a couple of negative comments, and now let's go to some of the positive ones. Now, this is one that I really like. This was sent on July 16th. Not unlike a corny joke, I feel like I am somewhat touching something odd. Honest, true when listening to the Happy Station. I especially like how you don't pander to the North American audience. This is something of a relief. Yes, that's an interesting one. I wonder what he means by that, really. I have no idea. But anyway, thank you for all those comments, the program presentation, Smiles Across the Miles, many others. And just to mention a couple of names of people that have been entered into the lucky draw for the receiver. The most recent are Chris Freitas, Sandy Bota, Ivan, Ken Kopp, Philip Hodgson, Sowapan Chenabokic in India, Boris Shidov, and Marcel, who I believe is in South America. So anyway, to take part in the lucky draw for the receiver and answer some questions, of, you know, like age. You don't have to be totally honest with the age, of course, but, you know, maybe a little bit. That's why I put a large age range. Like, instead of, you know, some websites will say, are you between 35 and 40? I put, you know, between 35 and 100. I'm just kidding, of course, about that one. But anyway, go take part of it. You'll find all the details on the homepage of pcjmedia.com. All right, time for music. Here's Tom Mayer singing a song that was made popular by Charles Aznavour many, many years ago. It's in French called Formi Formidable on the International Happy Station.
You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are my love, very, 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 véritable. Et je voudrais pouvoir enfin un jour te le dire, te l'écrire dans la langue de Shakespeare, my Daisy. Daisy, Daisy, désirable. Je suis malheureux d'avoir si peu de mots à t'offrir en cadeau, darling. I love you, darling. I want you. Et puis c'est à peu près tout. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are the one for me. For me, for me, formidable. But how can you see me, see me, see me, see me noble? Je ferais mieux d'aller choisir mon vocabulaire pour te plaire dans la langue de Molière. Toi, tes eyes, ton nose, tes lips, adorable. Tu n'as pas compris, tant pis, ne t'en fais pas. Viens-t'en dans mes bras, darling. I love you, darling. I want you. Et puis le reste, on s'en fout. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. Je me demande même pourquoi je t'aime. Toi qui te moques de moi et de tout, avec ton air canaille, 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 how can I love you?
Tom Mayer, for me, formidable, here on the International Happy Station. A question actually that came in is somebody wrote in saying, I heard a rumor that I can listen to PCJ Radio during the scheduled broadcasts on my iPhone. Yes, you can. It's very, well, not so easy, but it's very easy to do. And that is because one of our listeners, regular listeners, by the name of Philip Jackson in the UK, a couple of weeks ago, we were running a test, and he sent me the information about how to connect to PCJ using your iPhone, and it actually is very, very easy. That information will be up on the PCJ Media website very soon. Now, let me run down our schedule for the weekends for all three programs, because you can basically listen wherever you are in the world. The first program goes out Saturdays at 7 hours UTC until 10 hours UTC. The programs are Finally Friday from 7 to 8, from 8 to 8.30 UT, Network Europe Week, from 8.30 to 9, Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti, and then from 9 to 10, Nash Holos. And that program is specifically targeted to listeners in the Asia-Pacific region. From 16 to 19 hours UTC is for Europe. That was the one that we had a lot of gremlins with yesterday, or rather today, I should say. And the rotation of the program is the same. Finally Friday, Network Europe, Switzerland and Sound with Bob Zanotti, Nash Holos, and that's from 16 to 19 hours UTC. And then to North America, Saturday evenings from midnight to 0300 UTC, which for Eastern Standard Time is from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m., and also the same programs. Let's now move to Sunday. Same times as I mentioned before. First for Asia, from 7 to 10. We have the Stuff File program from 7 to 8. Arts on the Air from 8 to 8.30 UT. From 8.30 to 9, Baroque in Holland. And then from 9 to 10, The Happy Station Show. This for a three-hour program is then broadcast for listeners in Europe from 16 to 19 hours UTC. And then for North America, from midnight to 3 hours UTC or Sunday evenings. And occasionally, we will be doing Happy Station Show live for those Sunday editions of the show, which, by the way, is different from the version that we have on our website that is for our partner stations. Another thing that I want to mention is that there is a difference between this stream, there is a big difference between this one, and the one generated by Live 365. The one generated by Live 365 is a six-hour program schedule that is just rotated for 24 hours for 1 week. Normally, we update those programs Fridays or Saturdays. Last Friday, we had a special program, a two-hour program that we ran for 24 hours about Pete Myers, who hosted the show in the early 1990s. One of them was called The Tribute to Pete Myers, and it was produced and presented by Jonathan Marks. And then a special edition of Happy Station that Pete did when he returned to Beirut, Lebanon in 1994. A number of you have been writing in asking if we're going to replay those programs. And yes, we will. Next Friday, they will be rotated once again at the Live 365 stream. Some people were, you know, today, saying to me, you know, I tuned in to listen live, and I heard Ukrainian music. Well, that's because they clicked on the wrong stream. The Live 365 stream is totally different than this one. And I should mention that the one that we generate ourselves is not 24 hours a day. It's only, at the moment, the weekend schedule, which I just talked about. If you want to get, you know, a copy of it, just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. All right, time for more music. This will probably be our last piece for today before we end off. It's Leonard Cohen and Hallelujah on the International Happy Station.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. was a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah.
The incredible Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah here on the International Happy Station, the last piece of music today. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. The PCJ stream will be switching off in just around 4 minutes. Once again, we'd love to hear from you and have your chance to enter the lucky draw for that Wi-Fi radio. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. pcjmedia@gmail.com. And when you write us, by the way, let us know what bitrate, you were getting this program at, and also your internet speed, which will help us when we make some further adjustments for next week's schedule. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. So, on behalf of everyone, this is Keith Perron in very hot and sunny blue sky Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio.